Thank you, Mark Garrison. As we've noted in the program already, it's the 50th anniversary of the Cuban Revolution, and it was a political revolution, of course. It was a gigantic stage on the Cold War between Russia and the United States, Fidel Castro there in the middle. But it was also a revolution that transformed music and culture in Cuba. And Cuba is a powerful center of music. It's been long before Fidel Castro came to power. But that music began to change in 1959, and here to explain some of that story is Ned Sublett, the author of Cuba and Its Music, From the First Drums to the Mambo. Ned, thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And let's just begin with the notion that behind all of Cuban music, politics aside, is the music of Africa. What are we listening to?
Los Muñequitos de Matanzas, the greatest rumba group in the world from Matanzas, Cuba, playing the style of rumba known as huahuanco, style of rumba that went on before the revolution and goes on today.
And this is a post-revolutionary recording, but this is a snapshot of Cuban music pre-1959 in
this
some
is
sense.
This is the street. This is the corner.
So pick up the story. Where does it go from here?
Oh, man, it goes so many places. But one place it goes is that with 59, things change slowly over a couple of years. But a lot of people leave. A lot of people stay. A lot of people leave. Meanwhile, the music sounds pretty much the same as it sounded before for a few years. Here's a big hit that was sounding during that time. Rolando La Serie, with the orchestra of Bebo Valdez. Sabor a Cuba was the name of the orchestra, the Sabor de Cuba, and the name of the tune is Sabor a Mi.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así.
Now there in that tune is the story of a family, which is also in some ways the story of the entire Cuban diaspora. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, this song is really, it's almost sung from the point of view of a man who's nostalgic, looking back from the future, nostalgic for the moment he's living right then. You know, 1,000 years could pass by, maybe more, but you'll still have the taste of me. What happened was that Bebo Valdez and Rolando La Serie left Cuba October 26, 1960, while the song was still a hit, knowing they weren't coming back to Cuba right away, but not realizing they would never return. They vowed not to return while Fidel Castro was in power.
And left behind?
And they didn't. And Bebo Valdez left behind his family, including his 18-year-old son, Chucho Valdez, who was already a working musician. Chucho Valdez, over the next years, became the most important jazz musician in post-revolutionary Cuba and co-founded a band called Iraquere, which had a big dance hit in 1973 called Bacalao con Pan.
Now you can hear the style starting to change. What's going on there?
Well, they're playing bata drums in a very Cuban context, but also something that's obviously connected into an electric kind of music that's going on outside of Cuba. This band was jazz virtuosos. I mean, the horns on this record are Paquito de Rivera and Arturo Sandoval.
Those are big dogs.
Everybody in the band was a big dog, but this was a dance tune because that's what the people wanted.
So the story doesn't end there. What happens next for this family as the music is slowly changing?
Oh, the story's just getting started. This band develops over the years. Chucho Valdez ultimately leaves Iraquere and begins a solo career leading a jazz quartet. Has a fabulous international career. Probably one of the most powerful pianists in the world today. Probably has a separate brain for his left arm to keep, you know, to control the bass line.
But as the Cold War ebbs and flows, so does the fortunes of this family. And
well, what happens is Bebo Valdez wound up living in Stockholm and for 40 years. And he had retired in 1993, came out of retirement. Paquito de Rivera got him to make a record. And then he was in a movie called Calle 54 and had a big hit in Spain with a flamenco meets Cuba album called Lágrimas Negras. But then, just this last year, they recorded Bebo and Chucho Bebo at the age of 90, Chucho at the age of 67, recorded a duo album.
A reunion.
Called Juntos para Siempre, Together Forever. And the most powerful musical experience I had this year was seeing the two of them play before a sold-out hall, 2,200 seats and 100 more squeezed onto the stage in Barcelona. A standing ovation as Bebo walks on stage.
And are the goosebumps because this reunion represents that the revolution is continuing or is over?
Neither one. The goosebumps are, first of all, because the music is so strong between these men of two different generations, and because they never stopped being Cubans, they never stopped being father and son. Music continues, Cuba continues.
So take us out, and where are we today?
Today, there's so much music going on in Cuba. I haven't been there in 5 years. Bush administration made sure that last five years, no Cuban musicians played in the United States. We need to change that. But there's a diaspora of Cuban musicians that's left Cuba that's been playing all over the world, like Omar Sosa, who's been shuttling back and forth between San Francisco and Barcelona.
And this is Omar Sosa. Let's hear just a little bit before we go. Nice. What does this represent in terms of where we've come in the last 50 years?
I think it represents that Cuba rejoined the world in the 1990s musically, and that Buena Vista Social Club was kind of the big crest of that.
Right, yes.
That was the moment of return to visibility, but music never stopped in Cuba, and Cuba will continue to be a world power in music into the future.
A 50-year anniversary and a gift to all the world. Ned Sublett, thanks so much for being with us. Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.
Ned Sublett is the author of Cuba and its music, from the first drums to the mambo.
That was some lovely music. Isn't that lovely?
Happy New Year, Havana,
Cuba. Yeah, happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone who got the opportunity to listen to that great stuff. Anyhow, we're always on here at The Takeaway, and if you missed anything, take our podcast to go. You can subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or iTunes on iTunes. And here's your takeaway for 2009.
Nobody can see the end in sight at the moment in terms of improvement of their daily life.
That's the BBC Cuba correspondent Michael Voss talking about Cuba today. It's January 1st, 2009.
50-year anniversary for Cuba. Yeah.
Since Fidel Castro
took over.
And we're talking about New Year's days past, not just in Cuba, as well as New Year's traditions to bring you good luck. What are you doing today to set off on the right foot in this new year? Are you eating black-eyed peas? Or are you going to be exercising? Perhaps you're sleeping all day to get over 2008. Anyhow, we want to hear what you're up to. 8778-MY-TAKE or MY-TAKE at thetakeaway.org.
Somebody already gave us a story of learning from their Philippine neighbors that you make a path of pennies from your front door to the street. That'd be hard. My apartment's on the fifth floor, so that'd be a little difficult. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adore Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.